Welcome to this deep dive. Looks like you sent over some stuff about paying for college, especially those last couple of years, and you're kind of wondering about student loans, huh? Are those really the only way to cover those later year costs? Guess we'll find out.
Exactly. We're going to look at why those upper years sometimes need some extra cash, figure out all the different loan types, and most importantly, figure out how to borrow responsibly, without drowning in debt later.
Okay, so first things first, why does it seem like money gets even tighter later in college? I thought those freshman year scholarships were supposed to, cover everything for all 4 years.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Unfortunately, those initial scholarships often don't cover it all.
The source I sent you mentioned that tuition is a factor, like it just keeps going up and up. But then there are all those hidden costs, the stuff that kind of sneaks up on you. Housing, textbooks. I even had to get a new laptop last year, which definitely wasn't in the budget. And it feels like those scholarships get harder to come by after your freshman year.
True. Think of it like this. Colleges offer a ton of scholarships to freshmen to get them in the door, right? But then, sophomore, junior, senior year, those scholarships, they get way more competitive. A lot of them are merit-based, meaning you got to have a crazy high GPA, or they're for really specific majors, super niche stuff.
So what you're saying is my solid B average and my undecided major aren't doing me any favors, huh?
Not really, no. And on top of that, your source points out that those harder upper level classes mean less time for like part-time jobs and internships. Yeah, they're great for experience, but they don't always pay much or anything at all sometimes. So your income is like shrinking just when everything starts costing more.
Oof, yeah, that's definitely a recipe for a financial crunch. So is that where student loans come in?
They can, yeah. Student loans can help bridge the gap, between the financial aid you've got and what it actually costs to go to college. Make sure you can stay in school and actually, graduate. But, and this is a big, but you got to be smart about it, about borrowing, I mean.
Okay, so the source I sent you talks about two main types, federal and private loans. What's the difference for someone like me who's trying to figure this whole thing out?
Basically, it's about who's lending the money. Federal loans, those come from the government. Private loans come from banks or credit unions.
Different lenders, different vibes, I get it. But what does that actually mean, when it comes to interest rates and all that?
That's the big thing. Federal loans, they usually have what's called a fixed interest rate. That means the rate stays the same for the whole life of the loan. Huge relief when you're trying to budget because your monthly payment won't just like randomly spike. Private loans, though, a lot of times they come with variable interest rates. That means they can go up or down based on what the market is doing.
Whoa, hold up. So my monthly payments could jump way up out of nowhere with a private loan. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's definitely a risk. Imagine like your payment going up $100 or more overnight just because interest rates went up. And that's not the only difference. Repayment plans, they're different too. Federal loans, usually a lot more flexible, like income-driven repayment plans, stuff we can talk about later. Private loans, they tend to be stricter, fewer options if like you run into money problems after you graduate.
So federal loans are more forgiving then.
In a way, yeah. The government knows that students are investing in their future, right? So they try to make repaying those loans, actually doable. They even have these loan forgiveness programs for certain jobs, like if you're a teacher or work in public service. Private lenders, though, they're mostly focused on making money, profit.
Okay, so federal loans seem like the safer option. The source mentions a few kinds of those, subsidized, unsubsidized, PLUS loans. Can you break those down?
Sure. So subsidized loans are need-based, means you got to show you really need financial help to qualify for them. But the great thing is, the government actually covers the interest on these loans while you're in school at least half time. So the amount you borrow doesn't just keep growing while you're studying.
Wait, the government's paying part of my loan for me? That sounds amazing. Why wouldn't everyone do that?
It's a great deal if you can get it, but not everyone qualifies. Then there's unsubsidized loans. Anyone going for their bachelor's can get those, no matter their financial situation. But with these, the interest starts adding up right away, even while you're still in school. So by the time you graduate, you owe more than you originally borrowed.
Ah, so even though I'm not making payments yet, that interest is still ticking away in the background. Gotcha. Okay, what about PLUS loans? What are those all about?
PLUS loans are specifically for parents of dependent undergrads, that is. It's a way for parents with good credit to borrow money for their kids' education. Keep in mind, though, they do a credit check, and usually the interest rates are higher than subsidized or unsubsidized loans.
So basically, it sounds like step one for anyone listening is to figure out if they can get any federal loans, especially those subsidized ones, before even thinking about private loans.
100%. Use up all your federal options first. Better interest rates, more flexible repayment, even that possibility of loan forgiveness. Private loans should be like a last resort, really.
That makes sense. But what if someone's already maxed out those federal loans, like they've borrowed as much as they can from the government? Are private loans always a bad idea, or are there times when they're, you know, not the worst option?
It's not that private loans are like evil or anything, but they're definitely riskier. Those variable interest rates, stricter repayment terms, you really got to be careful.
The source I sent you mentions a risk of financial stress, which honestly just sounds super stressful.
It can be, yeah. If you're not careful, private loans can like trap you in this cycle of debt that's super hard to get out of.
So what should someone think about when deciding if a private loan is the right move for them? Like, what questions should they be asking themselves?
First and foremost, do you really need this loan? Like, have you checked out every other option? Scholarships, grants, work study, even cutting back on spending.
So really crunch the numbers before even thinking about private loans.
Absolutely. Make sure it's truly a necessity. And if you do decide to go that route with a private loan, don't just grab the first one you see, you know, shop around. Compare interest rates, loan terms from different lenders. Gotta find the best deal.
Solid advice, really, for any kind of loan, not just student loans.
You got it. And one more thing. Your college's financial aid office, they can be super helpful.
They can help you figure out the different loan options, compare lenders, even make a budget that actually works for you.
Exactly. Don't be shy. Reach out to them. They're there to help you make smart choices about your financial future.
Okay, so it seems like a lot of this comes down to thinking long term about what a degree can do for you. The source I sent over mentions that a degree can boost your earning power, so a loan is kind of like an investment in your future.
That's a really good point, yeah. You're basically investing in your ability to earn more money later on.
But then there's also that debt hanging over your head. How do you balance those two things? Potential future earnings versus, like, the stress of owing all that money right now.
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Right.
No easy answer, unfortunately. Depends on what you're studying, the job market, your personal financial goals, and how much risk you're comfortable with, you know?
So no magic formula. Just got to figure out what makes sense for each individual person.
Exactly. Planning is key. Before you take on any debt, it's super important to be realistic about how much you might earn after you graduate.
Which is easier said than done, right?
Yeah.
Like, how do you even figure that out when you're still in school?
There are resources out there to help, luckily. Websites like the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they have all this data on salaries for different jobs. You can also, like, reach out to people who are already working in your field, get a sense of what starting salaries are like, what career paths look like.
So do your research, talk to people, and get a realistic picture of what you can expect to earn. And don't just focus on that first job. Think about, you know, where you might be 5-10 years down the road.
Totally. Think about it. Will your income grow steadily? Are there opportunities to move up? Those are all things to consider when you're weighing the cost of a loan against how much that degree could help you earn later on.
This is all great advice, but I bet some people listening are feeling a little overwhelmed right now. It's a lot to take in.
It's true. Making these decisions about college money, it can be a lot, especially when you're trying to juggle classes and clubs and, you know, have some semblance of a social life.
So for someone listening who's like, where do I even start? What's the first step they could take after this deep dive?
First things first, take a deep breath. You got this. You have time to figure it out.
Love that.
Yeah.
It's easy to feel like you got to rush into these big decisions, but just taking a second to like breathe and look at your options is so important.
Absolutely. Once you've had a moment, get organized. Gather all your financial info, you know, your current aid package, any scholarships you have, how much you make from work, and how much you think you'll spend next semester or next year.
So get a clear picture of where you stand financially right now.
Exactly. Then look into those federal loan options we talked about. Call up your financial aid office, fill out the FS, see what you qualify for.
And remember, those subsidized loans, those are like the holy grail. Free interest while you're in school. Yes, please.
It's a great deal, for sure. And then once you've checked out all your federal options, if you need to, you can start looking at private loans. But again, shop around, compare terms, and only borrow what you absolutely need.
It's all about making smart choices about your money. It's not about taking shortcuts or borrowing like crazy. It's about investing in your future in a way that actually makes sense for you, for your life.
You said it perfectly.
Speaking of investing in the future, let's talk about something that feels like a problem for future you. Loan repayment. We'll dive into that in the next part of this deep dive.
Sounds good to me. I'm ready when you are. All right, let's tackle this whole loan repayment thing. It's like this big, scary monster, right? But honestly, if you understand it, it's not so bad.
I think the scariest part is, like, the unknown. You sign for all these loans now, but you don't have to pay them back till, like, forever. It feels like a problem for future me, not, you know, me right now.
And that's why we're talking about it now, right? The more you know about repayment while you're still in school, the less scary it is. And it might even help you, you know, make smarter choices about how much to borrow in the first place.
That makes sense. The source I sent you mentions a couple of things that sound kind of too good to be true, like income-driven repayment plans and loan forgiveness. Can we break those down a little?
Sure. So the standard repayment plan for federal loans is usually 10 years, fixed monthly payments. It's what most people end up doing. And it's designed to, like, pay off your loan ASE.
So it's the default,
yeah,
but not necessarily the best option for everyone.
Exactly. If you're, like, thinking you'll have a low starting salary after graduation, those fixed payments could be tough. That's where income-driven repayment comes in.
From what I read in the source, it sounds like these plans, they, like, adjust your monthly payments based on how much you're actually making. Is that right?
Pretty much. There are a few different types, but they all try to make your monthly payments, you know, actually affordable, especially those first few years after you graduate when you're probably not making a ton of money.
So if I'm making, like, less money, my loan payments are less too. That's a huge relief.
Yep, that's the idea. Your payments are based on what's called your discretionary income, which is basically the money you have left over after you pay for, you know, essentials like rent and food. They look at your family size too.
That seems way less stressful than a fixed payment that doesn't change even if you're, like, barely scraping by.
Definitely less stressful. And here's the best part. If you're on an income-driven repayment plan, any money you still owe after a certain number of years might be forgiven.
Wait, forgiven? As in, like, gone, completely wiped out?
Yep. It can be a huge help for people who, you know, choose careers that maybe don't pay as much, like public service or nonprofits. But there's a catch, of course. You got to make all your payments on time, every single one, for a pretty long time, usually 20 or 25 years, depends on the plan.
So it's not a free pass. You got to put in the work.
Exactly. But for people who qualify, loan forgiveness can be life-changing. Imagine you graduate with like $50,000 in debt, you land a job you love, even if it doesn't pay a ton, and then poof, that debt is gone after 20 years.
That would be incredible. Gives you hope even when those loan numbers seem impossible, you know.
For sure. The main thing to remember here is you have options. Don't think you're automatically stuck with that 10-year repayment plan. Check out those income-driven plans. See if one might be a better fit for you, for your future.
That's good to know. The source I sent you also mentions loan forgiveness for specific jobs, like public service. What's that all about?
Oh, yeah. There are actually a bunch of federal programs that do that. Forgive loans for people working certain public service jobs, things like teaching, nursing, social work, that kind of stuff.
So if you go into one of those fields, some of your loans might be forgiven after like a certain number of years on the job.
Exactly. The details are different for each program, but definitely worth looking into if you're thinking about a career in public service, you know.
Makes sense. It's like a reward for making a difference. You help your community,
right,
get some financial relief. Pretty cool.
Right. It's a win-win. It encourages good people to go into those jobs that are super important, but maybe don't pay as well.
Okay. So we've covered income-driven repayment and public service loan forgiveness. Any other, like, repayment options out there?
There are a couple more. Graduated repayment plans, for one. With these, your payments start low and then slowly get bigger over time. Makes sense if you think you'll be making more money a few years after you graduate.
So it matches, like, your career path as you get more experience and hopefully bigger paychecks.
Exactly. And then there are extended repayment plans. Those let you stretch your payments out longer, usually 25 years, means lower monthly payments, but you'll pay more in interest overall.
So it's a trade-off, right? Mm-hmm. Lower payments now, but maybe paying more in the long run. Lots to think about.
You got it. Choosing a repayment plan, it's not one size fits all. You really got to think about your own situation, your goals, you know, what makes sense for you.
This is starting to feel less like a scary maze and more like one of those choose your own adventure books.
Yeah.
There are different paths, different options to think about.
I love that. It really is like that. It's about taking control of your money story and making choices that work for your life, your dreams.
So for someone listening who's, like, totally overwhelmed by all these choices, what's the best way to, get started? What's step one in this whole repayment world?
Remember, you don't have to figure this out alone. Your financial aid office, they're like a walking encyclopedia of information and support.
They can explain the different plans, help you figure out if you qualify for any forgiveness programs, and even like actually sit down and make a budget with you.
Exactly. They're there to help, so don't be afraid to ask them.
Any other like resources people can check out besides their financial aid office?
Tons. Websites like the Federal Student Aid Office, they've got a ton of info on loan repayment, all those forgiveness programs, even budgeting tools. You can even do simulations online, see how different repayment scenarios would affect your budget. It's like a sneak peek into your financial future.
So do your research, check out those online tools, talk to a financial advisor if you need to, and don't be afraid to ask questions.
You got it. And here's a pro tip. Start thinking about repayment early. I mean, like while you're still in school.
What do you mean?
Don't wait till like a month before graduation to start figuring this stuff out. The more you know about your options now, the better choices you can make about borrowing in the first place.
Oh, right. I see what you mean. If you know you might qualify for like loan forgiveness or an income-driven repayment plan, it takes some of the pressure off, right?
Exactly. Even if you don't know what you want to do after college yet, just being familiar with those repayment options, it gives you more control, you know? The more you know, the better decisions you can make when the time comes.
Knowledge is power. Okay, so we've talked about different types of loans and how to pay them back, but there's another piece to this puzzle, right? Budgeting. That's where we'll head next in the final part of this deep dive.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right, let's talk budgeting. I know. Not the most exciting thing in the world, but if you're dealing with student loans or just like money in general, it's super important.
For sure. A good budget, it's like the foundation for everything, you know, borrowing responsibly, being financially healthy, all that.
The source I sent you talked about figuring out like all your college costs and how much you'll actually need to borrow. How does someone actually, do that?
You got to be realistic and you got to be proactive. Sit down and like really calculate everything you think you'll need to spend to finish your degree.
So, not just tuition, but all that other stuff, right? Housing, books, food, transportation, even like haircuts and going out with friends.
Yep, all of it. And be honest with yourself about your spending habits. I mean, if you're someone who eats out a lot or like buys new clothes all the time, put that in your budget.
So it's about really seeing where your money's going and where it needs to go.
Exactly. Once you have a good handle on your expenses, compare that to, you know, how much you're making plus any financial aid you're getting. That'll show you how much you actually need to borrow to make ends meet.
The source also mentioned maximizing free aid and minimizing debt. Any like tips for actually doing that?
First things first, scholarships and grants. I know it can feel like a long shot, but don't just assume you won't qualify. There are tons out there, a lot specifically for, you know, upperclassmen.
So don't just go for the big national ones. Look for local stuff, professional groups, even within your own department at school, right?
Exactly. Cast a wide net and see if your job offers like tuition assistance, or maybe they'll reimburse you for classes.
Oh, that's a good one. Lots of companies will help pay for their employees to go back to school,
Right.
especially if it, helps them in their job. Never hurts to ask.
It's good for everyone, right? So yeah, explore all that before you even think about loans. Every dollar you get in free aid is a dollar you don't have to borrow and then pay back with interest later.
It's all about being like resourceful, taking control of your finances. I love that.
Resourcefulness is key. And once you've checked out all those free aid options, it's time to get serious about that budget.
The source talked about planning for repayment while you're still in school. Is that even like possible? Repayment feels so far away.
It might seem far off, but it's smart to start thinking about it now. You might not have to make payments till after you graduate, but think about like making small payments toward the interest while you're still in school.
Why is that a good idea?
Because if you chip away at the interest, you know, as it builds up, it doesn't get added to the main amount you owe. So you end up borrowing less overall and paying less interest in the long run.
Hold on. So I could save myself like thousands of dollars just by making little payments now.
Yep. Even small amounts can make a big difference thanks to compound interest.
Like the snowball effect, but in reverse.
Yeah.
Instead of debt getting bigger and bigger, you're stopping it before it even gets going.
I love that analogy. It's all about being proactive, making choices now that set you up for, you know, financial success later.
Okay, so we've talked about figuring out costs, finding free aid, even making those early interest payments. What other budgeting tips can help someone, stay on track and make sure those loans don't become a huge burden after graduation.
The biggest thing is having a realistic monthly budget, one that tracks your income and your expenses. That way you can see where you can cut back, you know, free up more money to put towards your loans either now or later on.
So it's about like being aware of how you spend money and making choices about where it goes. Like that saying, every dollar has a job.
Perfect way to put it. And don't be afraid to make some sacrifices. Maybe you skip the Starbucks every day or get a cheaper phone plan. All those little things add up.
It's about thinking long term, right? Choosing financial well-being over those like little splurges here and there.
Exactly. And remember, budgeting is a skill. It takes practice. No one's perfect at it. Don't beat yourself up if you mess up sometimes or spend a little too much. Just learn from it and, you know, adjust your budget as you go.
There's a journey, not a destination.
Totally. And there's help out there. Websites like Mint or YNA, they have all these budgeting tools and trackers. They can make it a lot easier and even kind of fun.
So use technology to your advantage. And if you need more help, talk to your financial aid office or even a financial advisor. They can help you make a budget that actually works for you, for your goals.
Exactly. It's good to have support and to use the resources that are out there.
Well, we covered a lot in this deep dive. We talked about why money can get tight those last couple of years of college, how to understand the different loan types, what repayment options are available, and even how to budget like a pro. It's a lot to take in, but hopefully everyone listening is feeling like a little more confident about taking control of their financial future.
I hope so too. Remember, the more you know about student loans and just money management in general, the better choices you'll make. It's all about making choices that work for you, your values, your goals.
And one last thing to think about. We spent a lot of time talking about the money side of college, but it's about so much more than that, right? It's about investing in yourself, growing as a person, learning new skills, building relationships. Those things, those experiences and connections, they matter too. And they can definitely affect how much you earn in the future and how happy you are overall. So as you go through this exciting and sometimes overwhelming part of your life, just keep that in mind. Good luck, and as always, happy learning.